Dan Gordon, More Than a Flag, Ballymacarrot, Orange Hall, Thursday, Friday, Saturday at Belfast Festival. Mm-hmm. You've got a pile of local East Belfast bandsmen, and you've got them singing, dancing, doing poetry, and performing about World War One and how East Belfast contributed to that.
Mm. It's kind of skating over. There's no great in-depth examination of East Belfast, but it certainly has a lot of resonance here. It's about the development of these young men. These young men are very similar to the young men who marched off to war. So I took the opportunity to use the commemoration of World War One, take East Belfast bandsmen and put the two together.
And you've pulled together various pieces that actually... It names the streets, it names real people who were a stone's throw from here, who lost their lives and gave for their country.
It's extraordinary. When we did the research, we had great help from Philip Orr and Nigel Henderson. And, you know, we were given it on a plate in many respects, but we were in number 180, 178, Albert Bridge Road. We cite a guy who was killed who lived in number 184 and a guy who from 189. We mentioned the Mount, we mentioned Bryson Street, we mentioned Newton Arns Road, Chardolly Street, Lord Street. Everywhere around here had people who were lost. This district lodge lost 19 in the Great War as well. So we're looking at a wider thing as well. It's about East Belfast. It's about the war. It's not just about the Somme. It's not about band music. As you notice, we have no drums. We have no flutes being played. We just do what we do.
But you took guys who are amateurs or not even amateurs. Most of them have very little theatre experience. They've even been in one.
They're novices. They're novices. And you're quite right. Many of them have never even been in a theatre. But that's not what it's about. And I came to them, to their space, to this Orange Hall, to bring other people from the outside in to see that these young men, people who have been branded because of the flag protests as a malevolent force or as a difficult group, that there is so much more to them and more to them than a flag.
You've seen them change. I mean, you've obviously seen them develop. Yes. Each set of skills that they, I mean, they're talking, we're kind of talking just after the dress rehearsal, but I mean, they have been projecting their way through a big hole. They've been doing things I just couldn't imagine me doing, never mind, you know, somebody who's never even tried it.
It's a real delight when you get the opportunity to work with young men, which is these are, who have got a path laid out before them, and they see that this is the only way they can go. And you offer them an alternative. You offer them a different view of the world and a different view of themselves. They all have tremendous ability. Every single person has tremendous ability within themselves, and it's discovering those talents. And I think we've managed to do that with this, and I'm delighted to be part of it.
And you're now the proud uncle?
I think I'm the proud uncle of some 12 young men from East Belfast, and I'm very happy to be so. I'll never be Uncle Hugo. I'm not that great, but I'm certainly heading towards it.
And over the next couple of nights, still some tickets, festival website, people can go and book. They can come into East Belfast and really pick up the story and pick up transforming lives.
Come to an Orange Hall. You might see something different in yourself as well.